Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Sleepers Podcast, Wednesday, May 29th. Carter is live from his office. I am live from my office. And I want to give a quick shout out to John Rothstein, whose fingers must be tired by now, tweeting out the updates of every single player that is not entering the NBA draft that could never get drafted if they wanted to.
Are we positive that John Rothstein tweets his own tweets?
No, that would actually be great if he had like an intern in charge of that. I would love that.
I would love to be that person too.
Honestly, we need someone to be in charge of our tweets.
Do we?
Yeah, we're really bad at socials.
Okay, but the only thing is, the one place we give ourselves credit is that when we do tweet from our socials, you know it's us.
That's extremely true, and it's usually heat.
It's 9 times out of 10 it's heat.
Yeah, 1 time out of 10 it's not. But anyways, okay. Yeah, congrats to you and me. Frankie Fiddler is withdrawn from the NBA draft. Namari Burnett is withdrawn from the NBA draft. Congrats to Vanderbilt and USC fans. Terrence Williams and AJ Hogard have withdrawn from the NBA draft. You just love to see guys who love college basketball turn down the opportunity to get drafted and come back and play great in college basketball.
You know what? I can't.
The lights are out on Carr anytime he records from his office. The lights just go out. It's a great bit.
It's not even a bit. Maybe I just got to wave my hands in the air every 5 minutes or something like that, but I got nothing for it.
Well, it's a great bit. We're going to try and get through this without you losing your heart today. That's my only goal, which should be fun because we're getting back to our roots. We have a Michigan State topic. We have a Michigan topic. And then we have a Big Ten topic. I can't wait for today's episode. Cart, start us off with your YouTube comment of the day.
You know, it's flooded by Illinois fans with the recent commitment of their, you know, great overseas superstar that's not Igor Demin. So let's go. Let's go with this one. Actually, no, I'm definitely not going. Oh my God. Well, I don't even know why I thought I could go with that one. That's actually unacceptable. All right, let's go with this one. This one comes on the one about the best coaches in college basketball video. And it says, you guys both taken a coach before Dan Hurley is getting both of you fired from your hypothetical AD positions. Absolutely irresponsible. Irresponsible. Do you have any comment on the fact that Dan Hurley was not our number one overall head coach?
Yeah, I correctly called you out for this. You should be fired for taking Scott Drew over Dan Hurley.
Oh, you had him one.
No, I had Bill Self one, but I think taking Bill Self over Dan Hurley is defendable.
But we both didn't take him one.
One of us should have had him one. At minimum, you having Scott Drew over Dan Hurley is insane.
And
your explanation was equally as insane. And we did already talk through this on the show, but like your explanation being, well, I tried to think of something realistic that Michigan State could get after Scott Drew turned down Kentucky a month ago is one of the worst explanations of anything that's ever been explained in world history.
That's because you don't believe that Scott Drew is a realistic candidate for Michigan State.
I don't believe Scott Drew is a realistic candidate for anyone. He just turned down Kentucky, Cart. Is the implication here that he would be unwilling to coach at Kentucky while also being willing to coach at Michigan State?
Yes.
That's the implication?
Yes.
Can you explain that one to the good people at home?
Well, I mean, there's a big difference between Kentucky and Michigan State. Expectations, setting, program, just the way it's run historically. I think there's more alignment to me and how the programs operate between Michigan State and Baylor than Baylor and Kentucky.
Why wouldn't he just stay at Baylor if he doesn't want all those things?
Some people grow old of coaching at certain spots.
And if Scott Drew did decide that he had grown old of Baylor, you think he would prefer the advantages that Michigan State offers over Kentucky as a
Not
program?
all about advantages.
I'm not following whatsoever. Like, Kentucky
There's I
just
feel like
got
there's
beat
different there there's a to me there's different expectations at Kentucky than there is at Michigan State as the programs currently stand.
by.
And also how they operate is different in my opinion.
I think Michigan State fans would fight you on that, first of all. I think Michigan State fans' expectations in their hearts are as high as Kentucky's.
Are they? Well, they don't act like it.
Well, Kentucky fans themselves are claiming they just want to make the tournament and be good this year.
Yeah,
So,
but they've actually been good.
all right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I disagree strongly, for the record, but okay.
Noted.
How many other coaches in the country would coach at Michigan State but turn down Kentucky? Is there a huge list of others?
Probably not.
No, just Scott Drew.
Maybe.
Is this the thing that you correctly, by the way, called my coach out for in the offseason? Like,
What?
not wanting the spotlight, that says something about him in a negative way? Isn't that word
Yeah.
for word what you said about Dusty? And that was a criticism about Dusty, right? Just want to make sure I'm getting that right.
Yes.
Hey, should we go to the Discord comments?
Of course we can.
Are you having a good day?
Not really.
I'm sorry. Do you want to quit? You could put your 2 weeks in right now. That would be electric for an episode, honestly.
No, I actually, that's a good reminder right here. Just in case it is motion sensor. I have no clue how the lights work in here.
Right, join the Discord. Keep Carter happy. The more people that join the Discord, the bigger smile on this man's face. And right now, his morale is the number one priority in my life. We start today with Tristan Freeman, who says, for Carter, what are your thoughts about splitting the pole while walking?
I do whatever I can, the best I can, to never split a pole,
What
ever.
does that mean? I have no idea what this means.
It's just bad luck to split a pole when you're walking. Like if it's you're walking side by side, let's say with Mal or anybody, just don't split the pole.
What does that mean? What pole?
Like if there's a pole on the street, like a street sign or any type of pole or anything on the streets for some reason, just don't let the pole split you while you're walking. Like both go on the
Oh.
same side of the pole.
Wouldn't that be being split by the pole? I have a problem with this terminology. If you were
If you're
splitting the
being split
pole,
by the pole, you're probably dead.
well, if you were splitting the pole, wouldn't that mean you are cutting the pole in half and not going around the pole?
It could mean both things.
Got it. Okay, I learned something new every day. Hyena Scar says, you forgot a key component in black cat superstition. Every time you hear the word or think of the word black cat or see one, you have to violently punch yourself in the face to ward off the bad luck. Black cat, black cat, black cat, black cat, black cat.
That's completely made up, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to punch myself in the face, but I am afraid that I've just been cursed by Hyena Scar.
I've seen you punch yourself in the face before.
I do slap myself in the face a lot for like comedic purposes.
Quite hard, too.
But if I did that right now, it wouldn't be as funny because you would know it's coming. Like it's a shock. It's like a slapstick comedy bit, you know?
Yeah. Good word with slapstick, by the way.
Thank you. I will slap myself in the face before this episode ends.
I wish I could slap you in the face.
You have hit me before.
Just in the shoulder, and it was a retaliation hit because you hit me.
But yeah, I think every time you've hit me, I've hit you first.
Yes, no, every time, 100%.
I do hit you a lot.
It's fine.
It's because you're strong.
If that's the reasoning for it, I'll accept that.
Is truly the reasoning for it. Toon says, that is an all-time high school baseball story. What is one transfer slash grad transfer of the past 10 years that you think would have worked out better for them if they stayed in your programs? Hashtag one more year.
If none of the off the court stuff happened, which I don't know if that's even fair to do so, I think Julius Marble would have ended up working out
He would have definitely worked out. I think he would have been your starting center and played really good minutes. Yeah, it's a good one. I'm trying to think of a Michigan one. I feel like there haven't been too many Michigan players that have transferred out.
Zeb Jackson?
I guess I'll, but that assumes like does Beilein stay an extra year? Because Zeb wouldn't have been good under Juwan.
Ibby Watson?
I think the correct answer here is one of two guys, and it's, or no, it's one of three guys. It's one of three guys. The OG, second mention this week, Evan Smotrich. He went to Maryland and was a starter at Maryland in the Big Ten for a year. I really liked Smot. I love that kid. I think Cam Chapman could have worked out. He ended up incredible at Detroit for a year after three middling year or two middling years at Michigan, I believe. And then Aubrey Dawkins left and was really good at UCF and then really good in the G League. So I don't know. Out of those three, I think the best player was Cam Chapman. But I don't know that he ever gets where he got at Detroit at Michigan, honestly, because there was some mental restart needed. Aubrey Dawkins would have been a really good player for Beilein by year four if he stayed the whole time.
I agree with that.
Great question. Same old Lion says, I need some job hunting advice. I'm back in the market after 6 months after realizing my company lied during the hiring process and has admitted to overhiring on sales, cuts supposedly looming. I got back in with a place I previously interviewed at last year. I found out through a friend of a friend that supposedly this company has a pending civil rights lawsuit and has fired people supposedly discussing said lawsuit. My question, should I just turn the other way and run as fast as I can or discuss the opportunity more still?
Run.
Yeah, that's my instinct too.
Run.
Yeah, any job you don't want lawsuits thrown around with the company that you're considering in general.
Yeah, just run.
There's a lot of jobs out there. That would be my advice to everybody job hunting in general. Like don't feel like you have to take a job because it's the only job that's there right now. I mean, I'm not gonna, don't let me tell you what to do. Like if you need the money, yes, go always prioritize yourself and your finances and your family, of course. But in my experience, anytime I have taken a job because it's the job that's there at the moment and I haven't loved it for whatever reason, it's been a disaster and it's flamed out. And in hindsight, my regret would have been taking the job in the first place.
I always thought that you would have a place in the job market advice world after you moved on. This was before we got in sleepers. I think you'd be great at just giving advice about where to go career-wise.
I think I'd be a good consultant.
Yeah, or like, yeah, that's probably the word consultant. Yeah.
I have thought about like all this content stuff that we do and I do. I think I could probably consult and teach people how to do and possibly make a business out of that. But it's kind of more fun to just make the content than it is to teach other people how to make the content. And I don't want to train my competitors.
That you cannot give your you cannot literally train your ops to take you out. That'd be asinine.
I think I've kind of already done that multiple times in this career.
Yeah.
It's not great. Fam says my, or no, sorry, we're just gonna let Fam reply to same old lines in the Discord. I don't need to read that on the show, but shout out to Fam for giving some kind-hearted advice there. Guy says, I don't want to be biased since they aren't my team anymore, but I think people are sleeping a little bit on Nebraska. I get Mast isn't there, but with the guys they have back and the guys they brought in, I think they could sneak into the tournament again. Gavin Griffiths might be that guy.
I do think Griffiths and Ajayi are not getting as much credit as I think they should deserve for the impact they might possibly make, especially Ajayi. But the getting over the mass thing just isn't gonna work though.
I think that I like what Hoiberg has done. I like Griffiths. I like Esiason. I think you have two shots at it. And if they're both good, you have one of the most fun white boys with some shit to him lineups in the country. With that said, I'm willing to give Hoiberg the benefit of the doubt after the last two seasons. I think he has brought Nebraska to a point where we should expect them to be competitive, but they're missing a couple key pieces to me still. And Tominaga is harder to replace than it sounds. Ethan says, completely random hypothetical question. If Carter Elliott hypothetically played 16.7 minutes per game for the Longwood Lancers, hypothetically, how many points and rebounds would he average? Would he also hypothetically be able to play more than 16.7 minutes per game? Or would he not be in good enough shape? Hypothetically, if Carter could average more than 10 and 5, would he have any college eligibility left? I know of a stubborn, possibly incompetent 5'4 man that may be interested, if so, hypothetically.
I think I would hypothetically leave that situation being one of the most beloved Izzo players of all time.
Like, just a, you're a guy who gives more than he has guy.
Like, you know, the moments that Izzo has with his players, where it's just like, they look back on it, like when we're losing our 17th game of the season, like Dunk World will repost this clip from like 2017 where we're like, we need this type back. We need this back in the program. I'd have about 9 to 10 of those moments.
I think you would be an all-timer. Like you'd have some freshman moments where Izzo just chews you up and spits you out, just destroys you, like rips down your very core of who you are as a person on a public platform. And then like 2 years later, like you're leading the team the right way and you're on people's ass. And Izzo's like slapping your behind in a high stakes moment. Yeah, I can see that. This question was about what you would look like at Longwood though. Did we just skip that part?
Yeah, because I don't like doing that exercise. Because
I actually want to know if you were in Sizimon Zapala's shoes, would you have played at all at Langwood or Longwood? Sorry,
if I was Zapala in his body,
yeah,
yes,
no, in your body.
Oh, in my body,
yeah. Like, would you have earned a minute on Longwood last year?
Yes.
If you had been forced to play 16 minutes due to whatever reason, do you think you would have been productive?
Yes, but not as productive as him.
I don't know that that's true. I love you, but like...
Yeah, it's probably not. It probably is not, but...
Like, let's be completely real about it. Jackson Kohler would bust your ass right now. And Jackson Kohler's like a 10 minutes a game guy, 4-2.
See, this is why I don't like doing this exercise.
Because you think you could get Jackson.
I do, yeah.
You can't stop him. I'll tell you that right now.
You
would not stop Jackson once. Mm-mm.
No.
But you think you could score on him?
Yes.
Who do you think you have a better chance at stopping? Jackson Kohler or Carson Cooper?
Carson Cooper.
Do you think you have a better chance at scoring on Jackson than Carson, though?
Yes.
So which one do you have a better chance of beating 1-on-1 to 21?
Probably Carson Cooper.
This is honestly a good test of who should start for Michigan State, is who has a better chance of beating Carter Elliott, the podcaster, in 1-on-1.
I'd have a better chance of beating Carson Cooper in a game of 21.
We got to try and set this up. Imaner has two comments to end the show today. He says, thoughts on this quote given by John Shire when asked by Stephen Wiseman about his motivations in rebuilding this year's roster. John Shire said, quote, "We needed a group that was completely all in to Duke basketball and to winning and to competing at the level that we needed to in order to accomplish what we want this year."
Did we already do State of the Program for Duke?
We did. Well, actually, Riley and Ralph did. I encourage everybody to watch it. I really enjoyed that one. I think you and I should reserve full commentary to maybe do this as a segment later this week. With that said, this is shots at Jeremy Roach, and I am on Team Jeremy Roach.
Yes, and that's where I was going to go with this. And also, that hurts for vibes for Duke, in my opinion.
100%. Imaner, final comment today. Question, if international prospects can play professional basketball overseas and still be NCAA eligible, what's stopping a guy who plays in the G League from playing in the NCAA as long as he hasn't played 4 years of college basketball already?
I mean, to be honest with you, I wouldn't like hate that. I feel like that's a pretty valid point, especially if it is the G League guys that forego basically college and play like a year at another school. They technically should. It would make sense to me that they'd be able to transfer technically to go play at the Division I level if they wanted to.
Wasn't the thing, if you go to the NBA, then you forfeit your eligibility? Isn't that tied in with the G League or no?
If you go to the NBA, do you forfeit your eligibility?
Yeah, right. Like, you, if you enter the draft, you forfeit your eligibility. But isn't there something like that with the G League, or am I making that up?
There might be something like that with the G League. Because I think you can do the same thing. Like, you can test it and then go back to the G League.
Well, because I'm just going to say, like, the players, we've seen players consider the G League and then say, oh, I'm going to go overseas instead of the G League. And I have always presumed that was for
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Reason that maybe they could come back and go to college if it didn't work out, but
I don't think there's ever been a case of that happening though.
None of the guys who like go to Australia for a year though, like, isn't, why would you do that over going and just getting paid in America?
It's a damn good question, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know how it works. The big elephant to me is, like, if you are playing college basketball, you still have to go to class. You can't Doug McDaniel yourself. And I think there's certain guys who just don't want to do that.
I mean, you could go to class. You could find a way around it.
You don't think you have to go to class?
No.
Actually, this would be a fun thought exercise. Could we send you to a college for a semester? Maybe we could, like, GoFundMe this. We need to Wilberg this. But I bet we could GoFundMe, send Carter Elliott back to school, and we could get you enrolled at a school. And I want to see how high your GPA could be if you never actually attended a class.
Ooh, okay. I'd have to be strategic about it to go to classes that aren't based on attendance, but I think I could make it work.
Do you think you could get a 2.0 without attending one class for an entire semester?
Yes. I think I could get a 3.
See, I really want to make this happen somehow.
I don't want to go back to school either, though.
That would be so, if we ever get to the point where we have unlimited money for stupid shit like this, this is what we're going to do. I'd be like, Carter, you're signed up for 6 months at this school. And if you do this, I'll Mr. Beast you $1 million if you can successfully do that.
What a way to allocate funds.
Carter, who are we presented by for a few more days?
We're presented by the good folks over at MyBookie. Head over to MyBookie right now to take advantage of the instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000 by using promo code Sleepers over at MyBookie. MyBookie, the official sportsbook of Sleepers Media. Take advantage of that promo while it lasts. And that might not be too long, according to Greg.
Love that. Absolutely love that. For the record, I do plan on continuing to use MyBookie long after MyBookie's logo appears on any of our videos. I hope one day we will have more MyBookie logos on our videos. I love those guys. I love MyBookie. I love placing bets with MyBookie. There's a link in the description of this video that will always be the link in this description of this video. If you're looking for this 3 months from now, you can still find this link and it takes you to MyBookie, where you can take a generous welcome offer. Go check it out. Thank you to MyBookie. Let's get to the show. Time for a Michigan State discussion for the first time in a little bit here. First off, how are you feeling? This is the first time in like a month we're doing hey, let's talk Michigan State. Last time you seemed pretty down in the dumps. Do you still feel down in the dumps?
No, definitely not as down in the dumps as I was. I am looking forward to seeing jumps that guys like Fears and Booker can make. I'm looking forward to seeing what freshmen might contribute, like Kurtang. Also looking forward to see what Fiddler looks like. Also looking forward to see what Jaden Akins of the two looks like. So some things to look forward to that could possibly crush and come back to bite me, that the fact that I look stupid by looking forward to them, but at the very least, I'm looking forward to them.
Yeah. Fun, happy, yay. I love these vibes for you. We're going to talk about a tweet from friend of the show, Justin Thind. He does great work. We know this at 24/7 Sports. He is on the Michigan State beat for both football, basketball, really all things Michigan State. Anyways, he has a tweet about the Michigan State rotation next season. I just want to read it. Here's the quote tweet from Justin Thind. With the 2024-2025 Michigan State Hoops roster set, it's clear that MSU is deeper, has more length, and will have a more varied scoring burden than in years past. Some guys need to take steps, others need to project well to this level, but it should be an intriguing year. As for the 2025 signing class, he would expect three high school signees, blah, blah, blah. The interesting part of this, he has a potential rotation that he, I think, Google sheeted together here in image form. He's got the list of all the scholarships by year. And then he has positions, guard, guard, wing, forward, center. You can see the projected starting lineup. It's Jeremy Fears. It's Jaden Akins. It's Frankie Fiddler. It's Xavier Booker. No qualms yet from me until you get to center, where Simon Zapala is the first name on the depth chart per Justin Thind. Carson Cooper is second. Jackson Kohler is third. This is in his potential rotation position by position breakdown. Now, I preface all of this to say Justin Thind has not pointedly come out and said, like, I expect Simon Zapala to start. Justin has been, I would say, high. Is it fair to characterize Justin's thoughts on Zapala as high in general? Like, he was pretty praising of Zapala publicly after the ad.
I definitely think he's higher than a lot of people are on Zapala, yes.
Like, just comparing Michigan State Online people in our friend zone circles, DK, Sheehan, you and me, Justin, I would say Justin singularly is definitely the highest on Zapala of those.
Yes.
That's fair to say. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how surprised are you that he is projecting him at center?
To be honest with you, I'm not that surprised about it because, I've also had conversations just with Justin just about Michigan State basketball in general, and this kind of aligns with his view on the center spot, and this kind of aligns with how he has stated his opinions on Zapala. With that said, this is his opinion. My opinion on this is, and for Carter Elliott, speaking for myself, what happened to the game I loved? I didn't go 4 years of watching Kohler and all these other guys start at center to have Simon Zapala be my starting center. I don't care if it's even for 10 minutes a game or he plays 4 minutes a game, but he's only the aforementioned starter. There's also a principle here. There's some pride, I think, that needs to be taken into account here. And him being the starting center, I think, is disrespectful to Michigan State's basketball program and for the people who have played the position before him.
Okay, there it is. There's the you that I recognized from a month ago. Okay, look. My thoughts, there is a world that Simon Zapala is the best center on Michigan State next year. It's not a good world for Michigan State, and we should not be coming into the season hoping that that's the outcome. I think any sort of projected rotation should normally have a little glimmer of hope in it, of like, what's the best case scenario? To me, there is no best case scenario where Simon Zapala is the best center on the team. It's more likely that Carson Cooper and or Jackson Kohler, both of them could take massive leaps and be better. I don't really see a world where Zapala comes over from Longwood and has a leap to being a good Big Ten center the way that both Cooper and Kohler could. I also don't think he's better than them right now, though. Like, let me be clear. I think both Cooper and Kohler are better basketball players than Zapala. I don't mean to shit on the kid. We broke this down the first time. And I don't mean to shit on Justin, who in general I think is doing as good of a job as anybody on the Michigan State beat of, like, covering these programs. So, the fact that he disagrees with us is not something that necessarily needs to be fleshed out in a massive way. Two people are entitled to like-minded opinions or their own opinions. With that said, can we acknowledge the truth here that if Simon Zapala committed to Michigan, there's no way Justin Thind would be projecting him as a good player? Can we do that?
Oh, no, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
Like, there is an element of, like, I need to talk myself into this here, right?
Because there's elements of you need to talk yourself into it, and also, like, given the situation with what Michigan State center rotation is, like, any option, I think you could really find some type of silver lining in, given what we've
ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Had this watch the past couple years.
Is he more out on Cooper and Kohler than we are? Because, like, I think yes. You're out on them in general. Why? I guess why is Justin so out on them? That's a problem. Because that goes against what I just said for him, right? Like, if he was just blindly praising all Michigan State players, which I don't think is what he's doing here, to me, you would still have Cooper or Kohler ahead of them. Like, he must be more negative on those guys than you or I possibly are.
I think he is more negative. And this is me guessing based on conversations I've had with him. Yeah. He is more out on them than we are.
I think
pretty pointedly too.
We probably should have just gotten Justin on the show. Hopefully he would come on the show and speak to his thoughts. That save that for next week. But okay, that's interesting. I mean, do you think that's rooted in, like, things he's heard from the staff? Or I guess, like, how off base do you think he is here? Because Justin obviously has relationships with people that know things. I don't think it's nothing that he thinks Zapala might be the starting center.
I think this one is more so how he feels about Cooper and Kohler and whatever name it was that came. Whatever name it was, I think he would have put him above it, like, okay, above those two. With that said, this I don't think this happens. I think that if I had to put a percentage chance on it, I think that there's probably like a 70% chance, maybe close, 65 that Kohler starts. I'm sorry, that Cooper starts. Probably 5 to 10 that Zapala starts, and then the rest is Kohler. Like, I don't think that I think there's no world where Zapala starts.
Okay. Well, you just said 5 to 10% world.
That's me being optimistic as hell.
Okay. What's what do you think the correct order is for Michigan State center rotation? And you, I want you to add Booker to this because he doesn't have Booker listed. He did extend this out to four columns. The fourth column is McCulloch.
I think I would have it at, well, I mean, we're not doing the thing. I think Booker's the best center on the team. So it'd be Booker, Kohler, Cooper, McCullough, Carr.
Okay. We get it.
Zapala.
We get it. I would do this. I think Booker starts at the four, so he can't be the first name at the five. I would put Kohler first. I would put Cooper second. I would put Booker third. I think you hope Booker gets a few like spot minutes as the third big. Zapala four, McCulloch five.
That's it. Yeah, sounds about right.
That's what I hope. The other thing here, if we want to get creative, Booker and Carr could play in the front court. We're all way more excited about that.
We are very much more excited. But Jay Nakin's at the two, though. Gee.
Fire.
Yeah.
We pivot to my program where I have an excerpt for you. Are you ready for my excerpt?
Spell excerpt.
E-X-E-R-C-P-T.
I'm going to say that's right.
I'm special. This is from the Defend the Block podcast with Brian Bosch. I hope I'm saying his last name correctly, and Matt Norlander. I have listened to this pod from time to time as a Michigan fan. It is a good one. I also just lost the spot that I was supposed to be at, so forgive me on this. We're going to have to make this happen on the fly. Matt Norlander is, can we call him a friend of the show? Or is he a fake friend of the program? Like everyone's our friend?
Okay, but the reason why he might be more of a fake friend than the other fake friends is I actually genuinely have a hunch that Norlander doesn't like us.
Doesn't like us?
I don't think he does.
Oh, then why would he be more of a friend if he doesn't like us?
I'm saying more of a fake friend than our actual friends of the program.
Oh, got it. Well, we'll cross paths with Norlander occasionally from like our Jeff Goodman relationships and the group chats we're in. We'll always never forget when we went to Mackie and Norlander was like cracking up that we walked in 5 minutes before tip the row behind us. Anyways, Matt Norlander does great work. I like the guy a lot. And he went on the Defend the Block podcast, talk about Michigan's roster and Dusty May in general. If you're a Michigan fan, you should definitely listen to it. If you're not a Michigan fan, you might still enjoy parts of this. But one specific gem came out of this that I think it's time to actually talk about, Cart. I'm just going to play it. This is Matt Norlander talking about Michigan's roster for next season. If I did put my finger on the right spot in the podcast.
Miskadeen and Boynton were all like head coaches. I believe it. So staff is good. The players, I think this is close to a best case scenario, although Michigan still is recruiting one more transfer. But to this point, it has been Danny Wolf, who I just happened to have seen a couple times. Because
did you catch that?
That Michigan is recruiting one more transfer.
Yeah.
So school with open roster scholarship is recruiting to fill scholarship.
Mm-hmm. I know that's something you're extremely unfamiliar with. That hasn't always happened with your program through the years. So I just want to make sure we're walking through this one correctly.
So Coleman to Michigan?
Norlander, if you listen to the full thing, this was pretty early in the show. If you listen to the full thing, he makes another reference later where he talks about Dusty May will not ever have another 7-man transfer class. He currently has a 6-man transfer class. If you don't know the backstory here, as far as I know, Dusty May and Matt Norlander are pretty close. Norlander wrote a lot of in-depth pieces about Florida Atlantic long before anybody else was covering Florida Atlantic. I know they have a relationship here. So my interpretation of his comments on this podcast were, Dusty May has told Matt Norlander there's a seventh guy coming. Now, it was spoken matter-of-factly enough in this to make me think Norlander may know something nobody else knows. I'm not saying there's a commit, but if you go through Dusty May's commits this season, the way he's built this roster, there were a lot of things that happened privately behind the scenes that weren't publicized. And then weeks later, it was like, oh, this guy's been there for weeks. Some of them made it to the rumor mill. Some have not. So I guess let's just discuss what this could possibly mean. You and I, we should reference this. You and I alluded to weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
To a mystery player. I still have not revealed the mystery player publicly, but I do have my suspicions that mystery player could still be on the table for Michigan. And there were backup options to mystery player as well that would be sizable in impact. So first off, do you think that Dusty May knows who his seventh player is going to be in this transfer class yet? Yes or no?
Not for sure, no. But I think that he is – I do believe that he's actively trying to fill that spot and that he's casting a wider net on this. But I don't think that he for sure has a seventh player in the fold right currently. That's just under wraps.
Okay, casting a wider net. What does that mean to you? Because in the past, guys that Michigan was calling, there was a lot of buzz and coverage to. Like the – I mean, there are beat reporters that would like – Dusty May's after this guy. Dusty May's after this guy. We don't have any of that right now. We have radio silence of what Dusty May is doing. So if he is expanding a net here, who's he expanding the net on and why is no one talking about it?
Why do I feel like this goes towards maybe aiding your theory here?
Well, I'm doing the body language PhD thing, but this time I'm doing like my minor in internet expertise. Like there are a lot of loud people that are smart people that have connections that like do this for a living, that cover Michigan sports for a living. And the same way we do, it benefits you to talk about things that are happening, whether or not they actually get across the finish line. If something's happening and people know about it, usually it gets publicized. If there truly is a seventh spot that's going to be filled, my read on the situation right now would be either something's happening that the media doesn't know about, or it's not going to be an impact player. Like there is a chance here that the seventh spot is just going to be like, I don't know, friend of a friend. Hey, you want to walk on? We have an open spot. Here's a scholarship for a year. So like that, to me, that's the only reason there wouldn't be more buzz here is if there's a player that's being kept super private or it's not going to be an impact. Like if, let's use a real name here, Jameer Watkins. That was a name that was floated. As far as I know, nobody is reporting that Michigan is seriously after Jameer Watkins right now. Maybe that heats up if Jameer officially leaves the NBA draft. But to your point about maybe they're expanding the net, I think we would hear like Michigan thinks they have a shot with guys like Jameer Watkins if that was actually going on.
Did Jameer Watkins graduate?
I don't know. It's a good
question. I don't know that. The thing is, like, I just have a hard time believing that if it was a big enough guy, there wouldn't be more people knowing about, because like how hard it, like, isn't it damn near impossible to keep anything like that under wraps?
It would have to be a pretty savage, pretty calculated, pretty smart move to keep something that big under wraps, right?
Yes.
It would, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It would.
I agree. It most certainly would.
It would be an indication that maybe your coach is a killer if you were able to pull something like that off.
Yeah. If.
If. Big if. Huge if.
Massive if. I just don't want to. I don't want to do this dance. I really don't want to do this dance for like the long lost Howard brother comes out of nowhere to fill the last spot.
It's a really fun if. It's a really fun if. How else are we supposed to talk about this, man? What do you think is going to happen?
I think here's what I think happened.
I think Matt Norlander's comments were a huge reinforcement to my belief that there's a secret player that Michigan thinks they're getting.
I think Michigan is going to get a player. That player is a secret. That player is not going to be a top three ad that Michigan has gotten so far.
So why would it be a secret then, though? Like in that world, because the guy that I think it is, that I think is a secret, would be that.
Well, no, I that dude would be the best ad.
Stud.
I think.
Stud.
Yeah,
nope,
he'd be
stud.
The best ad.
Yep.
Which is why I have a hard time believing that this is just being done under secret and that Dusty has this in his game. If he does, I think Dusty is the scariest person that I know.
So since we last discussed the mystery guy, you and I offline again privately have discussed, there are some connections we weren't even aware of between said player and said player's current program or old program and Dusty May in Michigan.
Right. And Dusty's been pretty good, I think, this cycle with using connections, right?
I think almost everybody that he's gotten has been through some sort of connection, other than I don't know what the Roddy Gale connection would have been, but
yeah. So the connect, even though he's failed, well, not him personally, I guess his staff has failed with connections. I believe in Dusty's connections. I don't believe in anyone else's connections.
Well, that's why I'm optimistic the secret thing is coming to fruition, because
I don't want to see you get your heart broken, Greg.
This
I
is
can
the Dusty
see in
play.
Your eyes that you believe this is going to happen.
I haven't had this much belief in these eyes in years.
I know. And I don't want to see that come crashing down.
Well, here's why. Because since we did the whole rumor thing weeks ago, it's been silence from everyone. From the beat writers, from the Davis Mosleys of the world, to the umhoops.coms of the world, to my world, to anyone I talk to privately or publicly. It's been silence. Nobody has said a word about Dusty May or Michigan or their attempts to add anybody for 2 weeks since the combine. But now Norlander goes on a show and says there's a seventh guy. That's something, because it's coming from Norlander, who has a relationship with Dusty. So like this it reinforces everything I was told 2 weeks ago, which is Dusty has told people privately, we're getting a seventh guy. Here's the game plan. Here's the course of action.
Did he say it was a transfer for sure?
Yes.
He did say transfer, because I know that Michigan's in the final six for some 2024 kid who I think is announcing later today, maybe, or maybe tomorrow.
He said it's a transfer. Norlander's words were they're trying to get a transfer, and it will be a 7-man transfer class.
Okay. I think I might know how this ends.
How does this end?
It ends with you guys getting Jordan Key.
Who's Jordan Key?
6'5", 2024 combo.
How does that become a transfer?
I think he misspoke. I just think it's a player.
Interesting.
Because I just think the transfers, like I understand the conversation, the connections there. I just have a hard time believing that this, the transfer is just too random to me.
I think it's one of two things. I think it's one of two. Here's what, last time we discussed this, I said it's either secret player or it's Jameer Watkins, or they miss on both and it's probably not used. That was what I said. Sitting here today, my belief is this. I don't believe it's Jameer Watkins, because if it was Jameer Watkins, I think everybody would be reporting that they're after Jameer Watkins. Nobody is. And you're going to have to outbid North Carolina and other schools. Good luck. Although Illinois getting their overseas guy makes it more likely you could get Watkins in theory, but that's beside the point. I believe that would be public that there's interest. There's not. So whatever. I think it's either the secret guy, who would arguably be a top five player in the Big Ten this year, or it's a total non-impact guy from nowhere that isn't even worth reporting on. It's probably more likely to be that option, and a total non-impact guy. But I feel stronger today that the secret thing is happening than I did 2 weeks ago when I introduced it.
I hope Norlander realizes what he's doing.
Everything's checking out right now. Dusty May's friend, the media guy, is saying there's a guy and no one's heard shit. Why would no one hear shit? Huh? Interesting. Meanwhile, there's a cookie crumb. There's breadcrumbs everywhere, Cart. I'm not going to say them, but if people want to find the breadcrumbs, there's been a lot of breadcrumbs this week of a little channel, a channel between two programs. So there's breadcrumbs. That's all I'm saying.
I need some domino, another major domino to fall on this so that we can reveal who this player is. Because I'm sick of talking about him like he's a mystery man.
It is crazy. It is crazy. I don't know.
I'm trying to drop a really
coded hint, but I don't have a good one. I said the Discord wanted to know who it was, and I sent a picture of a Toronto baseball hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Huh. A Toronto baseball hat worn by a Cleveland Cavaliers shooting guard.
Now I'm going to have to edit this out, man. Come on.
What, people are going to figure that out?
I hope not. But, like, I think our listeners have a fifth grade comprehension level.
I'm not as good as clues as you are.
You're not. I don't know. Maybe you could ask Santa Claus for the ability to be more clever in the future.
Hey.
Final topic today. I can't believe what just happened. Friend of the show. A lot of friends of the show today. This one's an actual friend of the show, though, that I think would verify that he's a friend of the show. Dylan Terpstra, who is a member of our Discord, at dterp_13. He makes a lot of really cool graphics. He made a graphic yesterday called "The Predicting the Top 10 Freshmen in the Big Ten." So I want to read dterp's predictions, and then shout out to dterp, because we're going to give our own predictions on this. dterp's top 10 freshmen in the Big Ten. Dylan Harper, 1. Ace Bailey, 2. Derek Queen, 3. Hannon Catchings, 4. Zoom Diallo, 5. Merez Johnson, 6. Trent Perry, 7. Kurtang, 8. Miles Goodman, 9. Isaac Asuma, 10 from Minnesota. Your thoughts on that list first, and then let's do maybe a consensus list of our own at the end.
So what I'll say here is that some of this has to do with, like, opportunity. Like, obviously we know that that's I'm not trying to just, like, sound smarter than I am or anything like that, or act like I'm just bringing information that's not well known. But, like, truly there are, like, situations where guys are very talented, but, like, what are they going to do if there is a talented returning player in front of them? Like, if Purdue was bringing in some big time point guard recruit that we really believe in as a talent. He might be the best freshman in the Big Ten, but like, what's his opportunity going to look like playing behind Braden Smith? So, you know, having Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey as one and two, I think is kind of the non-negotiable. Even if you want to switch the order of it, I think those are the two guys that belong up there. I'm also a big believer in Derek Queen as well. So like, that opportunity is going to be there. Who knows what it's going to look like with Reese. The one thing I will say is that I think Kurtang being on here is, it should be noted, and I think it's correct. Because I don't think he's being talked about enough, because there's the guys like Frankie Fiddler and Akins coming back and playing the two. But on a team that might struggle shooting the basketball and need some guys to knock down shots, Kurtang is one of the better shooters coming in, and I think immediately fills a need that we might have. So let's say Frankie Fiddler isn't what maybe we expect him to be, or he is struggling at times. I see it as a situation where instead of maybe bumping Akins down to the two, or down to the three from the two position, we put Kurtang and give him some opportunity on the wing. So I think it is going to be a big opportunity for him to be impactful. And then the other one I would give a shout to, I don't think it gets mentioned enough, Zoom Diallo was a pretty high pedigree recruit, and had a lot of guys that wanted him. And will Washington be good? Who knows what that looks like? But I think he's going to have plenty of opportunities. I think he's going to be playing with guys like DJ Davis, who, you know, maybe they could form somewhat of a very high energy, highly productive backcourt that doesn't necessarily win games. And you have great Asabor in the front court. But I think that the list is pretty accurate. But I would put guys like Merez Johnson, I think, who's at six higher. And I would probably maybe even put Kurtang maybe one or two spots higher.
Interesting. Okay. How many minutes do you think Kurtang's going to play? Because I, game-wise, he's definitely in my top 10. But if, like, the whole opportunity thing is where you lose me. Because we both agree opportunity should matter on this. And I don't know that I see a huge opportunity for Michigan State this year.
So I think his opportunity could arise from guys not taking steps, or not being what we expect them to. So it's speculative. It's more so if, you know, there's struggles from Akins at the two, there's struggles from Frankie Fiddler. We need to insert somebody to make shots. We just found ourselves sometimes last year looking for someone who could knock down a shot or get a bucket. And yeah, we did get some guys that like Frankie Fiddler in the portal who can kind of come in there, and maybe Akins can step up and be that guy as well. But there was just a lack of shooting on last year's team. And maybe if Izzo feels that, you know, we don't have want to have that same issue, Kurtang could come in and be a guy that could give you like 15 minutes and knock down shots.
Okay. Yeah, but that's the fact that we are like 10 minutes into this and we have to say he could be a 15-minute guy is why I would argue he probably doesn't belong on the list. Because like, Xavier Booker was a top 10 freshman talent last year for sure, and the position he played struggled massively and he still couldn't play. So like, I'm just afraid that's going to happen, because like, Izzo knows that Holloman and Akins are good enough to play. Like that's who he's competing with to me. It's not necessarily like Izzo might do the thing where Colin Carr plays all the 3 minutes. Like we don't know. So to me, it's like Kurtang has to show himself as more valuable to some of those guys to actually get that opportunity. But talent wise, he'd for sure be on my list. Quick thoughts from me. I'm going to name some names. I saw people were upset Bryson Tucker wasn't on the list. D Terp's argument was that Bryson Tucker is not going to have opportunity at Indiana. And I think I agree with him. With that said, I also think Bryson Tucker is that much better than the names that you would consider at 9 or 10. You should probably put him at 9 or 10 just because he is that talented, even if he's not going to get the opportunity. But to me, the non-negotiables are Harper, Bailey, Catchings, Merez, Derek Queen. I think those are the non-negotiables. Everybody else you need to at least think about. I would put Zoom Diallo on the list. I would put Daniel Jacobson on the list. We just did a video about him, but like, he's destroying people at the Team USA under 18 thing right now. He's been the better big than even Merez and the other bigs on that team. Yeah, it's lame and it's Purdue and it's another 7-3 dude. I think he's probably pretty clearly a top 10 freshman in the class right now. And then outside of those, if we're now, I think I've said seven names, here's all the rest of the names that I would have fighting right now. I actually would put Daniel Freitag from Wisconsin on the list.
I was thinking about that.
I like him a lot and talk opportunity. He might play 35 minutes for them right away. Mm-hmm. And he might be an upgrade from Hepburn. I think Isaiah Elohim from USC warrants at least a mention. I think he hopefully could find his way into the rotation. And then I believe Dieterp made this before this one had come together. But I would at least consider Kasparis Jakusconis from Illinois. I would consider Tomavicic from Illinois. I think both of those guys, depending on role, probably weren't mentioned near the bottom half of the top 10 freshmen in the Big Ten. How many spots would this list need for you to consider Justin Pippen?
I would consider Justin Pippen at the 9 or 10 spot where he has Goodman and the Minnesota kid.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like rankings wise, I think he is around 10th per like 24/7's composite in the league. But
yeah, that makes sense. And I, you know, depending on how the guard wing rotation works out, could be opportunity there for him.
So can we do our official list here? I think we're both on board with Harper and Bailey 1-2. Yes.
Yes.
3. I want either Merez or Catchings. I would like both of those guys over Derek Queen, unless you talk me into Queen over them.
I think Queen is going to for sure start for Maryland. I don't know if Merez is going to start for sure.
I hate Queen with Julian Reese, though. I despise it.
He's for sure going to start, and he's going to play a lot.
So then can we put – well, I guess we don't know if Catchings is going to start either. So I guess you have to put Queen 3. But I want to go on record. I think Merez and Catchings will have better seasons than Queen.
I'm getting a little bit concerned about what Merez's role is going to be at Illinois.
I mean, it's going right to be him or Avisic. It's going to be one of the freshmen.
Well, but they have who? Well, they have Rick Humrickhouse playing the 3, right?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, the 4.
In theory, I don't think we know where Ben's going to play, and Kerry Booth's in the mix. But like their center is going to be 40 minutes of freshman, unless they go super small ball. So, like, what one of these Illinois freshmen has to end up on this list.
Right. And I think it will be Merez. I'm just getting scared if Merez is only getting, like, 15 minutes a game when I think he should be a clear 20-minute player.
I think he'll get there by default because it's just him or Avisic, and I think Merez is better. So, but if not, Avisic should be then, one of the two. I would hedge our bets, but okay. So, Harper Bailey Queen, you want Catchings at 4?
I think I'm all Merez at 4 over Catchings.
Surprised by your Catchings dropping. I would have argued Catchings belongs maybe top 3 or 4. Him or Merez for that third spot is where I'm at.
Unfortunately, I had this notion in my head where I just can't buy Purdue freshman coming in and just being just so productive.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair based on how Payne has used a lot of them in the past. All right. So Harper, Bailey, Queen, Merez, Catchings at 5, or do you want a different name?
I'll go Catchings at 5.
Catchings at 5. Now we're in wide open territory. We could go Diallo, we could go Elohim, we could go Freitag, we could go Kertang, we could go Bryson Tucker, we could go Jakusconis, we could go Jacobson, we could go Avisic, we could go Pippen, or we could go the other two on the list from Dieterp, but I don't want either of those guys on the list.
I think I'll go Avisic next.
Avisic 6th?
Is he? He's going to be Illinois starting center, right?
I think Merez is.
See, I don't know. I just feel like you bring a guy over from overseas. I feel like there's got to be some type of like incentive to start at the 5. That's the reason he's coming.
Maybe. I think Merez will earn those minutes, and Ivicic will play a role. It might be a 20-20 split. I don't know.
I want Merez to play that role. By the way, I don't know.
I'm going Zoom Diallo 6. I'm going Jakusconis 7. I think he's been more impressive than Tomavicic from the tape I've seen.
I forgot we got to put actually that's on me. I totally forgot that he's now part of this whole equation now. Wow, Illinois fans, good for you. Yeah,
Diallo 6, Jakusconis 7, Tomavicic 8. You pick the final two spots between Freitag, Bryson Tucker, Daniel Jacobson, Isaiah Elohim, Kertang, and Justin Pippen.
So I'm going to take out Elohim and Bryson Tucker, unfortunately, because I don't know what the opportunity is going to be there as much, especially on USC. They brought in just a bunch of guard wing high scorers. I don't know what that looks like for Elohim. And then Bryson Tucker, you already spoke on that. So two spots remaining, correct?
Yep.
I would probably go free tag and Pippen at these spots.
Wow. So I convinced you Pippen over Kertang?
I think Pippen might have more of an opportunity. And yes, you did convince me about that. I think Kertang is better than Pippen, but I think that Pippen will have more of an opportunity.
I think Kertang is better too, for the record. I would, if we're doing that game, you just locked it in, but my final two would have been free tag and Jacobson. I would have put him 10.
What do you think Jacobson's minutes look like this year for Purdue?
I don't know. We talked about it earlier. I think there's a non-zero chance the dude starts. If he's actually the starting center on this USA team under 18, that means he's better than Merez right now. Like, if you dropped Merez Johnson on Purdue, we'd be saying he's their starting center, I think, or at least starting four. So if Jacobson's been that good, I think it's time to listen.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we'll see what happens with how the rest of the under 18 team plays out.
Yeah, just chance. A lot of good freshmen. I feel like next year's class has way more good freshmen than the previous season.
Yes.
One big thing presented by Nobody. What you got today, Cart?
Ooh, where do I want to go with this one? Okay, I'll go with this. My one big thing for today is I think the most overrated the most overrated ingredient of a salad is the crouton. I think the croutons are supposed to add a lot to salads, but I truly can do without croutons on my salad.
I'm so pro crouton.
You love croutons, don't you?
I'm insanely pro crouton. You're never
what's gonna a get crouton to like salad ratio? Can you see green, or is it all crouton crust on top?
Oh, I'm seeing green. I'm always okay. Seeing green, but I mean, there's a lot of crouton. I'm not going to skimp on the ton. I'm not going to do that.
You have a favorite crouton?
No, I ate them all.
Okay.
I'm not a crouton capitalist. What do you think?
I mean, back in my crouton days, I was very, very particular about what croutons I was getting.
Back in my crouton days, it's a collection of words I never anticipated would be said on this show. My one big thing is we have my daughter's one-year checkup today. She's in the 105th percentile for height.
You know, I'm still very much confused, and maybe you can do this. You can tell me how this works as a father. What does 105th percentile mean?
Well, it means that she's as tall as anybody that measures, although I'm lying because they don't do 105th percentile. So she's actually just 100th percentile. But I saw the chart card. She was above the 100th percentile.
So you lied.
Yeah.
Well. How does that go? Let's see if you are ripped to shreds because of your lies.
I mean, the key part of the problem of lying on this program is you have to catch the person in the lie, which you didn't.
I did just catch you.
I confessed. You didn't catch me. I would bet you I can lie 10 more times this week without you catching me once.
I have a little notion that you already lied on an episode this week.
I already did lie this week.
You did. I know did. You did.
I did.
You did. You want to know what it was?
What was it?
It was that hangover story.
See, I'm lying right now. I haven't lied already this week. I'm doing circles around you right now.
No, you lied.
The hangover story was true.
It was for an Aaron Harrison shot.
An Aaron Harrison?
Aaron Harrison. That was the game that you saw when you were hungover?
No, yeah, that was 100% honest. I really have not lied this week. I just lied to you about lying.
Did I not watch that game with you at Albion?
No. Nope. That was the Notre Dame Kentucky game. Ah, that was the weekend before that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna catch you.
If I start lying, maybe you will, maybe you won't. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully I'll lie a lot.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You see where your business can go. To get there, you may need
another 10 trucks.
At Century Insurance, we put more than 115 years of industry experience to work to help protect you as you
launch a new delivery service
or
expand into a new region
and reach your business goals. Century, right by you. Property and casualty coverages and underwritten and safety services are provided by a member of the Century Insurance Group, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. For a complete listing of companies, visit century.com. Policies, coverages, benefits, and discounts are not available in all states. See policy for complete coverage details.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.